the name of the Lord. I want to say good evening and hello, everybody. Welcome to Only Believe Ministries Christian Center right here in Kenton, Ohio. Amen. Hallelujah. I tell you what, we were talking before service about how good it is to anticipate our opportunities to come together and corporately worship the Lord. You know, there is something about the presence of God. He's already here. He's already ready. The Bible says that our Lord inhabits the praises of his people. I tell you what, it's important for us to come together and be infused with faith. The Bible says to not forsake the assembling of ourselves together, especially as we see those days approaching. And I tell you what, the days that are upon us now are days where, without a doubt, we should see the need for the increased presence of God in our life. So let's join together tonight. Let's worship. Let's be in his presence and thank God that we get the right to do that freely, liberally, without any restriction. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Stand your feet with us tonight.
Day was silent, surely it was through. Since when has impossible ever stopped you? Friday's disappointment, Sunday's empty tomb. Since when has impossible ever stopped you? This is the sound of dry bones rattling, and this is the praise make a dead man walk again. Open the grave, I'm coming out. I'm gonna live again. This is the sound of dry bones rattling. Something new. You're not gonna run out of miracles anytime soon. Resurrection power runs in my veins too. I believe there's another miracle here in this room. This is the sound of dry bones rattling. This is a praise making day. Gonna live again.
Declare, he wants to know you don't have to have instruments.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Come on, one more time.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Waymaker. I'm not just the miracle worker. I'm not just God, that's who I am. I am your waymaker. I am your miracle worker. I am your God. And when you come to me, yes and amen are my promises to you. So when we worship him tonight, let's just not sing a song of a title of somebody, but let's sing to our Father, you are my way maker. You are my miracle worker, God. Amen. And it may be you're watching and you're not here, because that's who where I think it is. But if you're here, I would claim it too. But there's somebody with back issues. Your back has been hurting you. And God just told me that he's healing that. He's showing you that what you just proclaimed, he's going to show you that that's who he is. Because what we speak out of our mouth, and when we speak the goodness of God out of our mouth instead of the nastiness of the enemy and doubt and unbelief, he's going to do what he says he'll do. And he's saying, I'm doing what I said I'll do for you, and I'm touching your back and I'm healing your back right now. right now in Jesus' name. There's somebody that has a neck injury, not the same person, and he's touching that right now. Right now, healing in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for it. We thank you for it. Whatever you have need of, listen, the Bible says if there's any sick among you, come, let the elders of the church anoint you with oil. We'll pray for you. But do you know there's so many healings that I've heard and I've had myself take place just because I believed God, laid my hand on what was hurting, and he healed me, because there's healing power from above that goes through your hands. Because he lives in you. Amen? Amen. If there's anybody that has any issues right now and needs any healing, you come on up here. We're going to pray for you. And we know that God is going to do what his word says. By his stripes, we are healed. Amen? Amen.
Is there, but he wants the relationship with you.
your presence is an open door. We want you, Lord, like never before. Your presence is an open door. So come now, Lord, like never before.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Father,
come now, Lord, like never before. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, while we were singing that song, I just keep hearing the Lord talk about how there's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And I'm telling you that in the presence of the Lord, the fullness of joy and the goodness of God comes. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
It's good to see you guys tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Good to see you out and about. Praise God.
Welcome.
Hallelujah.
I know
Amen.
Pastor Phil has welcomed you, but welcome live streamers.
Amen.
We're glad you're with us.
Yes.
Welcome, family of faith.
Mm-hmm.
We're glad you're with us. We love you. We miss you. If you've got any prayer requests tonight, put it in the comments. We're going to get those. If you have any praise reports, those are something we want to. Amen.
Amen.
What we do is at the end of the service, we bring them to Pastor, and we as a congregation will pray for you and celebrate the praise reports together. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we made the announcement last week. So if you weren't here on Sunday, we've talked about VBS because it's not something we want to let go and not do at all. But because of the unsettledness right now, where we're at, where we're going to be, when are we going to be there, we're going to wait until September. And so we'll come out with the dates once we're in the new building of what dates in September. It's going to probably be a Monday and Tuesday, I think we discussed, kind of. I'm making sure. All right. So it'll be some days. It'll be some days, but we're going to do two nights of just blowout for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. They deserve it. They need it. They're used to getting a whole week from us coming
Amen.
Here
Amen.
And just learning
Hallelujah.
About the Lord and having a great time. So we just want to take time to still honor them, to still teach them about the Lord, and still have a moment where they just get to come and just have fun.
Amen.
And be with each other. So we're going to do that in September. What else do I got? We're going to ask... This is a quick announcement, but it has to be made. Those black boxes you see back there, those operate our ears, okay? And this is how we hear the music, and there's a click in there, and there's these. And that's how we hear ourselves, because the sound in here is not conducive to us up here. It's all pushed out to you. We don't really kind of hear it back here. And so we need these. On Sunday, somebody... And we don't know who it could have been an accident. Somebody could have just accidentally bumped it. Logan's ears got completely turned down. And so then he's the musician. And it totally went and blew him out of the water on Sunday, the second service. So, but he did good. He recovered well. So we're just going to ask that if your kids get up and go to the bathroom or if you're near the area, just be mindful of those boxes so that we don't touch those. In the new building, they won't be visible to you. So, you know, we'll take care of that. We know that they're kids. And there's buttons. I'm an adult, and I love to push buttons or turn buttons. Amen?
Amen.
So just be mindful of them, if you would. And what else do we have? We have that stuff downstairs that we're going to get rid of this weekend. So if there's anything you want down there, take it today. If you're live streaming us and you're saying, oh, wait a minute, I have this there, then let me know if it's still down there, because we let people take stuff on Sunday. I'll grab it for you, and we'll make sure we hold it aside for you. But we're going to have to get rid of that stuff. We want to clear things out, declutter, and get to the place where we're moving into the new building with this one cleaned out. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. I think that's all I got for you, mister.
Mm-hmm. Amen. You don't have any kisses for me right now? Praise the name of the Lord. Woo!
I love my husband.
Late.
And I'm kissing you in front of everybody.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, I'm in church. I need to get myself restored here. Hey, Kaisers, it is great to have you guys back from your vacation. Amen. And I'm sure that Pastor Jared fired up for children's church tonight. So we're going to let those guys go and get started.
Now we have
Hey, I saw the Kaiser boys on pause for the longest moment I've ever seen because they were all in sand. I saw a picture of it where they were buried in sand and just their little head showing. And I bet that's the most still they've been at one time that I could ever imagine. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I tell you what, you know, while we were in the presence of the Lord and while we were singing that song, your presence is an open door. It just reminded me that just based on that premise is how we're going to take up our offering tonight. Just knowing that in the presence of God is not only the fullness of joy, but in his presence, he brings blessing. He brings provision. And when we talk about his presence being an open door, the Bible says that our Father in heaven will open up the windows of heaven for our life. He will bring provision across the board, and he will answer prayer. Amen? He is the God of the supernatural. And I want you to know something, and we're going to talk about this a little bit later, that he's not just a quick moment God. He's the God of the long term. He's the God of the permanent, and he's the God that is establishing you. Amen? We were singing that song, and I just reminded of how the Lord says, I would, above all things, one of the most primary things that the Lord would love to see is that you would prosper and be in health as your soul prospers. Amen? So let's make sure that we're growing in God, because as we grow in God, his blessing and his goodness increases on our life. Amen? So we're just going to pray for a minute, and just based on this, you're going to bring up your tithes and offerings, and I know that the presence of the Lord is just going to open up the windows over our life, and his presence is just going to be the fullness of completion. His daily bread's going to come upon us. His rebuking of the devourer, amen? His adding favor to our life and giving us just favor and giving us victories and blessings is going to come upon us in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, I just declare your goodness over your people tonight, Father. Lord, as they release their faith in this time of worship, God, we know that our giving is an extension of worship to you, God, and we honor you and we bless you. We praise your name and we establish and show our trust in you in the most intimate way, God. Father, when we start releasing our finances and our provision to you and trusting you in this area, God, it just represents a deepness that's come upon us to say that you are God. We trust you and believe in you. And Lord, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Your presence is an open door. We want you, Lord, like never before. Your presence is an open door. So come now, Lord, like never before. Your presence is an open door. We want you, Lord, like never before. Your presence.
I just want you to know that the Bible says that there are times of refreshing that come from the Lord. And I'm telling you that I want you to have your faith up. I want you to look up, have your faith up, get stirred up, because I believe the best days of God are out in front of us. Amen. I'm telling you that I feel and sense times of the sweeping presence of God just coming upon us in such a full and a refreshing way that it's just going to revolutionize us. I'm telling you, I'm believing God for miracles. I'm telling you, I believe God for just people being debt-free, people being healed, people being blessed, marriages just going to to another level. You know, I think it's interesting because she doesn't even know it, but I've been praying over Regina and I. We love each other with mad love. I mean, she's my best friend. We love to hang out. We have lots of fun. We're laughing all the time. But I'm just asking the Lord, Lord, just if we don't have that newlywed love, or God, if there's another dimension of love that we could share, baby, I don't know how we could be more in love. Woo! But if there is another dimension of God's love, I've been asking him just to release it to me. Amen? You know, I'm telling you, sometimes we don't tap into God's faith enough. And the Bible says, don't just have your own faith, but it says, have the God kind of faith. Have faith in God. And I tell you what, it's time for us to believe for the supernatural. I mean, when the Lord says that we can have joy unspeakable and full of glory, it's time for us to believe that we can have that kind of joy. Amen? I mean, when he says that we can have peace beyond understanding, it is just time for us to be people that really believe God for peace. Amen? Amen. I'm telling you what, I'm stirred up a little bit tonight, if you can't tell. But I'm going to talk to you just for a few minutes about just a topic that we've been talking on the prayer table. But I really thought that tonight God wanted me to dig in on this thing a little bit. And I'm going to talk to you about standing in faith. And the first thing I want to tell you about, if you're going to make a stand in your faith, you are going to have an authentic relationship with God. Remember, the Bible says that there's coming a day where true worshipers will worship him in spirit and in truth. And what I want you to know is that if you're going to see the profound, miraculous of God in your life, and Daniel 11:32 says, those who know their God shall do exploits. And it means that we shall do things and we shall see God's hand upon our life. But I want you to know something. It's going to take integrity. It's going to take us not being hypocritical. We're going to have to live holy. We're going to have to live by the word. We're going to have to be authentic in our pursuit of God. Amen? You know, I was preaching this message and God reminded me of a story. And this was years ago, even before I was a pastor, I would be assigned to help young men and people just as God assigned them to me. And one time I had this young man that I was assigned to and I told him, I said, now that you're saved and you're on this journey and you're making a commitment to press in, I said, we're going to pray in three areas. And we listed out those three areas. And one of them was he wanted to get a job. He said, I want God to give me a job where I can start working and being productive. And buddy, we had prayed and I had fasted 3 days with this young man. And we were on this journey and we were about 30, 40 days in. And he still didn't have a job. And I was praying for him one day, and I'm telling you that as clear as we're standing here, the Lord told me, Philip, this young man is a hypocrite, and he says one thing to your face, and he's doing completely opposite behind your back. And I went over to his house, and I said, young man, I says, I don't fast and pray and give up meals to see nothing. I said, and I have never been on a journey with a young man of integrity where it's taken us this long to see God produce something. I said, especially when it comes to a job. I said, because we're called. The Lord says he'll bless the work of our hands. God says that he'll give us witty inventions. And the Lord says that when we work as unto the Lord, and it's a good thing. And I said, and you as a young man, I said, you need provision. And I know something's wrong here. I said, now here's the problem. I said, you've been a big hypocrite this whole time. Boy, I was telling him right to his face. And this boy was a pretty tough kid, you know. He had his little background behind him. But I was just telling him that God's told me that you have been nothing but a hypocrite. I said, you're saying all the right things. You're acting one way in front of me. I said, but behind the scenes, you're doing something different. I said, and the Lord told me to tell you that hidden things will be revealed. And I said, I'm telling you, don't let me leave your house tonight and you go out bar hopping, gang banging, bouncing around, doing what you've been doing, because it is not going to be good. Oh, Brother Phil, I ain't been doing that. I don't do nothing. I keep my word. I said, well, if you kept your word, we'd already have you employed. I said, I'm telling you, don't do it. Don't do what you're planning to do. Guess what happened the next day? I received a phone call from his probationary officer saying, hey, someone wanted me to call you. And I talked to this young man, and he was in jail and wanted me to come post his bail. And I said, brother, I love you. I said, but we had that conversation. You went exactly against my word, which you've been doing this whole time. So the best thing for you to do is stay right where you are and walk it out. And I'm just saying that to you because I want us to know as Christians, when we dig into these scriptures tonight, oftentimes the victory of what you're looking for from the Lord is an adjustment that we got to make. Woo! Praise the name of the Lord. Sometimes we are confused. Sometimes we're frustrated. Sometimes we're wondering why and what. And I'm telling you that sometimes we need to make adjustments in what we're doing. And I know how clean you guys live. So I know lots of you Christians are sitting there saying, Pastor Phil, we don't drink and go out gangbanging. And I know you don't, but I got to ask you a couple questions. Have you heard your mouth lately? Are you making sure that there's no corrupt, dark, negative, or wrong communication coming out of this yapper we got? I want to make sure that we're not doing anything to stand against our faith by even speaking words of darkness, negativity, and attitudes that oppose the will of God in your life. I'm telling you, as believers, we've got to get to the point where our faith is fixed. You know, we're going to talk about standing on faith. And you know what that word means is that there are times, people, where we just got to take a stance. Woo, amen. I think I'm going to just come here for just a minute. Amidst all of this powerful faith, I just feel faith right here tonight. And I want you to know something, that there are times where we have to take a stance. We have to carve our feet in the ground. And we have to say, I'm not giving up, I'm not backing up, and I'm not going to let go of my fixed position of believing God. And I tell you what, sometimes it takes us longer than we expected to see something come to pass. And I want to tell you something, that tonight we're going to look at that word, and we're going to understand that just because it's been a little season, there's no need for us to back up. Woo! Amen. Come on. That Bible says that I will not grow weary in doing well, because in due season I will reap if I faint not. See, some of us have been standing for things, but along the way we've compromised. Some of us have been saying we want something, but we haven't kept godly guidelines around it. Amen. We've compromised on who we've allowed into our life. We've compromised on how we've went about some things. And I'm just telling you that as a Christian, one of the things you have to do is that when you're standing for God, you have to humble yourself enough to say, I'm doing it God's way. Woo! Tell you what, when you're going to do something God's way, it means that that old man has to stay in the grave. I can't revert back to my old man. I can't take on my anger of yesterday. I can't take on my fear of yesterday. I can't take on my self-rejection of yesterday, when I used to talk wrongfully about myself and when I thought I wasn't worthy of anything. I can't take on false identities. I can't take on the old nature and the old man. I have to put that stuff off, and I have to be willing to make a stance to be and say what God declares I am. Woo! I want to remind you that Paul the Apostle, boy, I don't know if this is written in my notes, but we're staying here. I have to be reminded of the fact that Paul the Apostle would tell people all the time, I'm an apostle called by Jesus Christ. I am who the Lord says I am. I'm telling you that every now and then we need to remind ourselves who God says we are. I want you to know, some people might think you're being arrogant. Some people might think you're being puffed up. All you got to do is read the scripture. And Paul the Apostle said, I, Paul, an apostle called of Jesus Christ. He wasn't afraid to write his name down, his calling down, his purpose down. And I'm telling you that every one of you cannot be afraid of saying, I'm called to salvation by my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And because I'm called, I have a purpose, I have a destiny. I can list out dreams, I can list out things that I'm believing God for, and I can lean into these things and know that they're going to come to pass because my Father in heaven has called me into salvation. Amen? Woo! Praise the name of the Lord. Boy, you guys got me stirred up. I'm telling you, there's faith in the atmosphere tonight. You know, I just want to read something. I'm only going to read it for a minute just to set this thing in our spirit, because I really want to spend some time on another scripture tonight. But I just want to remind you that in Ephesians, the book that talks about the weapons of our warfare and how God has given us a whole armor to put on, I want you to know that the one reason God says he gives us an armor is so that we can stand the evil day. And I want you to know something, that whether you like it or not, there's going to be adversity that faces you as a Christian just simply because you're saved. I mean, the Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous. In other words, if you're going to live the faith life, especially in today's world, you're going to follow the wisdom of God. It's not going to make sense to all the people around you. And sometimes, just because you're a Christian, you're going to suffer some persecution and some tribulation and some difficulty. Amen? Woo! Boy, I tell you what, there's some people, and I tell you what, they might even be relatives. You certainly have friends that you're going to have to draw a line and say, I cannot be around that behavior. Now, I'm going to love them from a distance, but I can't join myself to some activities. And because of that, you're going to face hardships. Some people are going to separate themselves from you. Some people are going to be mad at you. Some people are going to have attitudes at you. But I'm telling you that as a believer, you're going to have to just stay the course. Amen? Boy, she's helping me preach tonight. Amen? She's letting me know. Pastor Philip, that's a good word you're preaching. But I just want you to see something here, that in Ephesians chapter 6, I really just want to get to this verse 13, because it says, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, stand. Woo! I tell you what, sometimes on the journey, you're going to have circumstances. You're going to have challenges. You're going to have moments. Yes. Moments of disappointment. Yeah. Moments of challenge. Moments of fear. Moments where things just didn't work out the way you thought they were. I tell you what, sometimes you're going to have moments of health challenges and battles that are going to make you question, man, am I even saved? Am I a Christian? I didn't know I was going to fight these kind of battles. But I want you to know something. Having done all, stand. Now, I do need you to examine your life. I do need you to be truthful with yourself. If you got sin going on, you are opening extra doors where the devil's going to have his way with you wrongfully. Sin will take you farther than you want to go, and it definitely keeps you longer than you ever wanted to stay. And there are times where we're going to have to take a look and evaluate ourselves and ask ourselves, do we have places of sin? And I ain't just talking about adultery and drunkenness and getting crazy and cussing and fighting and violence. Sometimes our sins are just unforgiveness, bitterness, hatred, a lack of faith. Do you know that the Bible says that unbelief is an evil thing? Woo! And sometimes we're going to have to clean all that up. But once we've evaluated ourselves, and once we know that we are not actively fighting against God through sin and unbelief and negativity, then that's where the battle really comes. Because that's where you have to settle in and stand. You have to determine that I'm going to stay the course. And even when I'm going through uncomfortable moments, and even when I'm waiting for things to come to pass and I haven't seen them yet, and I'm holding off my faith for something and I haven't received my answer yet, I am going to have to keep my attitude in check. Woo! Sometimes you're going to have to come to church when you don't feel like coming. Amen? Sometimes you're going to have to lift your hands and praise, even though you might not feel like you have a praise. Amen? Sometimes someone's going to look at you. I'm reminded of the time that there was a lady in the Bible who a prophet prayed for, and as a result, she had a child. And I don't know if it was a brain aneurysm. I don't know what it was, but something happened to this child, and the child fell sick unto death. And I will tell you that the woman went looking for the prophet. So the good thing was she knew that her answer to her child's sickness was to get this baby into the presence of God. Amen? Amen. But I think it's amazing because the prophet looked and saw her afar off and sent someone ahead and said, hey, go ask her what the problem is. And the guy went running out and he caught up with the woman. And here she was bringing her sick baby unto death to the man of God for prayer. But when the man went ahead and said, hey, what's going on? Are you okay? She says, all is well. Woo! It is well. It is well with my soul. I want you to know something, that in the middle of battle, in the middle of difficulty, when you got things that look like they're positioned against you, and when you're in the middle of what you knew God started you with, but all of a sudden the circumstances around you look difficult, I'm telling you that it's time for you to just declare, it is well. Woo! Praise God. All is well. I'm telling you that it is critical for us as believers to make sure that we are taking a stance. I want you to know something. Let's not be flippant in our everyday approach towards life. Let's make sure that on a daily basis, when we get up, we're going to believe for the best. We're going to know God is with us, but we are just not going to be frazzled if difficulty comes our way. If difficulty comes, I want you to remember this promise that God has given us. Woo. And I love to just share this with you because the Bible says this in the book of Philippians. And this is not one of my favorite books just because it has my name in it. Woo! Praise God. I like to read the book of Acts when it says, and Philip went down. Woo! Praise God. I like to jump myself right in there. But I want you to know that I just want to declare this with you. In the book of Philippians 1, verse 3, it says, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. In other words, I want you to know that believers, your job is not just to take care of you. There are times where you should be thinking about other people. Amen? And there's times where you need to be praying for others and thinking well over others. And I want you to know that he says, I thank my God every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you, all making requests with joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. Woo! I want you to see something. There's a first day of your salvation. And then there's a continuation right up till now over the years and into the future. Amen? I want you to know something. That this is something that on a day-to-day basis, we have to make sure that there has been a zeal for us to seek God, believe God, and to have him working in our life. It says, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. You know, one thing I want you to know about your standing process with God is you just have to settle in. You have to settle in. You have to calm down. You have to have a sense of urgency, but you also have to have patience. Amen? Remember, Paul the Apostle said, I have learned in every state I am to be content. He said, I've learned how to abound with great blessing and be content. And I've learned how to be in lean times where I don't have everything I want and be content. Amen? And I want you to know something, that there is a balance of patience that must be in you as a believer to stand the long term it takes for the process of faith. Amen? I want you to know something, that this life is but a vapor, but it also has many years in it. Amen? And we're going to go through years and processes. We're going to go through moments of faith and birthing vision and getting another vision and getting clear direction. And we're going to go through, a marriage is going to go through seasons. Everything you have in life is going to go through seasons and processes. And I'm telling you that in the middle of it, you're going to have to learn how to have patience and how to have sincere faith and how to stand. You know that word stand means to be fixed? To just be fixed. Be unmovable. It says that when you're standing, you don't fluctuate and float around. You don't go up and down. You don't just move at every little whim. Remember, the Bible says that. Woo! When we stand upon the rock, the storms of life can beat vehemently against us. But it ain't going to shake our foundation, and it ain't going to cause us to move one iota. Amen? Woo! Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. There's something about this thing, being confident of this very thing. He who has begun a good work in you is faithful to fill it to the day of Jesus. That means for the fullness of our life. Till we finish our course and lay down and get to hear, well done, good and faithful servant, or until the Lord returns and catches us away in the great rapture, whichever one. You know, the Bible says it's appointed unto us once to pass on, amen? And we shouldn't be afraid of that, amen? But until that day, the Lord is going to be faithful to finish the course of faith in our life. Amen? He's going to be faithful to us. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I got to read something else here to you. Praise Jesus. Whoo! My goodness. How many of you feel the presence of God? Yeah. Just going to read these two scriptures to you. 1 Corinthians. Chapter 2, verse 4 says this, and my speech, well, first of all, it says that he was with you in times of weakness and fear and much trembling. And when the church was being persecuted, there was a time where Paul was preaching boldly. And it says, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Let's make sure that our stance of faith is in the Word of God. Amen? We can't redefine things because of the political pressures of the world today. Amen? We can't rewrite the Bible just to try to appease the carnality of the world. Amen? Amen. We're going to have to stand in faith. Yes. And we're going to have to believe what the Bible says and what the scriptures say. Amen? Amen. That is what we're going to grab a hold of. And that's what we're going to stand on. And I just want to share one more powerful thing with you. Whew. Hallelujah. I'm telling you. The gospel is good, isn't it? In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58, it says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. I want you to know something. Let's be immovable in our faith. Let's make sure that we're living every day for God. Let's make sure that we're pressing into the principles of what it takes to be a Christian. Amen? I want you to know that we were talking about it earlier today, but we were remembering back to when we first got saved. I'm telling you, we didn't have no extra money, praise the name of the Lord. We didn't have a lot of anything. In fact, I want you to know that there were times where, you know, I would fast on a Thursday evening, not because I wanted to, but because we were out of money till we got paid on Friday. Ooh, hallelujah. It wasn't a spiritual journey. It was a hungry journey, amen? But I remember that when we first started tithing, buddy, when we first started tithing, we really didn't have money to be tithing. Wasn't like we could pay our bills all on time and we had money sitting in the bank account. No, 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 I'm telling you that we didn't have a savings account. We didn't have extra, but we began to tithe. And I want you to know that it wasn't much because we weren't making much, but it was a stance of faith, amen? And I want you to know that as we begin to tithe, the first times we were tithing, boy, there was some wavy shakiness that would come. I'm telling you, ooh, we can't pay all our bills. Should we tithe? And Miss Regina was tenacious. Yes, honey, we have to tithe no matter what. And I'm glad that her faith was strong and my faith was strong and we were crazy enough just to believe the Bible. But I want you to know that as we begin to tithe, it wasn't overnight. It wasn't the next day. But just in a process of time, we started just seeing bills get paid, a little bit of extra money being there on Friday. And I tell you what, over the years, we have seen God be so faithful that now our faith in his provision and our faith in tithing, actually, it's almost like breathing, amen? And I'm telling you that let every part of your faith get to the point where you trust God like you do to breathe, amen? I mean, there's a boldness in us that we believe tomorrow's the sun's going to rise, amen? We're going to set our alarm clocks tonight. We've probably already been thinking, and if not, we will be thinking this evening about what we're going to do tomorrow and what we got planned. Why? Because the goodness of God has spoken that there's going to be day and there's going to be night. Let there be light and let my people live. Amen? And it's time for us to make sure that we become so immovable in our faith that we trust God as much as we trust the air we breathe. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just declare your glory tonight, God. We lift you up. We exalt you. We declare your goodness, Father. And Lord, I thank you that your presence has filled this place, Father. Lord, I thank you, God, that you've answered things that we've not even prayed about tonight, Father. Lord, you have relieved worries and concerns and burdens, God. And Father, you have answered some things. Lord, I see forgiveness has been granted, Father. I see marriages healed and just renewed and refreshed. I see health battles in people's rearview mirror, God. I see financial things being resolved, Lord. I just see, God, overall anxieties, pressures, discouragement, depression, worries, fears. I see it just breaking off of people, Father. I thank you that in your presence, God, healing and goodness comes. And God, we just declare it and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just lift up Candace right now, Father. Kansas, right now, Father. We just lift her up, God, and God, strengthen her, God. Father, pour out your presence upon her. Give her wisdom, direction, Father, whatever needed, Lord God. I just pray for strengthening to come upon her and your blessing to be upon her, Lord. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Woo! Hallelujah. Hey, it's good to see every one of you. Mary, it's good to see you tonight. Amen. Hey, praise God, Brother Mark. I'm glad that you're with us tonight. Amen. You blessed man of God joining in with the Kenton gang. Hallelujah. Hey, God bless you, and we look forward to seeing you on Sunday morning.